The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will visit the San Joaquin Valley later this year to raise Valley fever awareness among public health officials and residents. That's according to Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who had an in-depth meeting with the agency and its director on Monday.
First thing, I got a commitment where they will come to Bakersfield, where we will put on a Valley fever awareness and kind of like a symposium where we'll bring the doctors in, bring the community in, all that have already been working on it, work on our plan on short-term and long-term so we're all on the same page moving forward.
McCarthy's announcement follows the publication of the Reporting on Health Collaborative's Just One Breath series investigating Valley fever. Valley Public Radio is a member of the collaborative. McCarthy also said the CDC has agreed to perform some initial analysis on the scope and components of a clinical trial to determine the best treatment for the disease. Valley fever is a neglected disease that sickens an estimated 150,000 people every year, mostly in California and Arizona.
What I would like to do first, which we could do in short term, is a randomized clinical trial because there is no facts are proven out there for a best treatment for Valley fever. It's still unknown.
He said he would work with the CDC to determine
what would the cost be, what would the size of the sample that we need to do, how large would we need to do it.
McCarthy has enlisted help from CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden to write a letter to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It encourages the office to waive a fee to put an FDA-approved skin test on the market. Allermed, a San Diego firm specializing in skin tests and allergy-related products, has a test to more quickly tell doctors if a patient has been exposed to Valley fever. The FDA approved the test in 2011, but the company chose not to bring the test to market because it does not want to pay an annual fee required by the FDA. The FDA could waive the fee, estimated at $628,000, if they believe that the threat to public health is a compelling national issue.
In speaking to the CDC, they see it as part of what I saw as well, that this is a national issue.
To actually fund a clinical trial on a Valley fever treatment or vaccine, McCarthy also suggested creating a prize to incentivize drug makers.
What if we put up a prize for orphan drugs? So then companies can say, hey, it is worthwhile to go after. If we do get it, we could win this prize, right? So you're not predetermining which one, but you send a direction. That's one way. Another way is that you build the awareness that it no longer is viewed as an orphan drug. And that is going through these other steps with the CDC that we're doing now, too. Everything builds upon itself to get you to the vaccine.
McCarthy says he intends to ultimately work with researchers and public health officials to secure funding from the National Institutes of Health for a Valley fever vaccine. For Valley Public Radio and the Reporting on Health Collaborative, I'm Rebecca Plevin.